hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Investigators are on the scene of an accident at the Denver airport. A Continental Airlines jet veered off the runway last night and caught fire. All 115 people on board were able to escape the plane. At least 38 of them were taken to the hospital with only minor injuries. Here's what some passengers witnessed.
On my side of the plane, I could see the engine. I noticed it was on fire. I could feel the heat coming from the window because I was on the window side of the plane.
I was just worried about my son, just making sure that he was okay. I looked to the side and I saw my husband, and there was this big like fireball out the window, and I was just, you know, I it was surreal. I didn't know what to do.
To the weather now, where residents in the northeast and northwest are bracing for yet another major winter storm. Just a day after being hit by heavy snow and bone-chilling temperatures, our eye reporters are capturing those images and sending them to us as they happen. These near whiteout conditions were sent to us by John Sullivan in Burlington, Massachusetts. If you want to share your weather pictures, just log on to iReport.com. A couple of small earthquakes in central California this morning, one with a magnitude of 4.1 located just a half hour outside Salinas. Another, much weaker, struck around 10 a.m. local time. No injuries or damage have been reported. More international pressure on Zimbabwe's government these days. The U.S. announcing today it no longer supports a power-sharing deal between rival political parties. A top U.S. diplomat says a power-sharing deal is not even possible with current leader Robert Mugabe still in power. Several international leaders, including President George Bush, are calling for Mugabe to step down. The country is in the middle of a humanitarian crisis with a cholera outbreak killing more than 1,000 people. That's according to the U.N. Two luxury hotels damaged in last month's terror attacks in Mumbai, India, reopened today. The Taj Mahal Palace and Oberoi Trident Hotels both opened their doors to guests today. On November 26, you may remember, the hotels and several other locations in Mumbai were paralyzed by coordinated terror attacks. Bombs, gunfire, and fire killed more than 160 people. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.